Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay. Just got in the house.
You did it on time because you're the first one.
Oh, well, good. I thought I was 3 minutes late. We're getting ready for that wedding, and I had to pick up some clothes that I altered, and so it's always rushing one place to the other.
I know the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on, you want to start or you want to wait for somebody else?
I'll leave that up to you.
Well, we had a few other people, and I think we were a little confused yesterday, so we should probably wait and make sure everybody catches up.
Okay, it's not an easy, on the surface, it's not
no,
an easy one. But I thought your explanation really helped, and I didn't read ahead, so it's cold for me.
And I didn't read ahead either, so.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. I think I already sent you an email telling you that we'd leave early Friday morning, so I'll probably be missing until I get back on Monday.
Yeah, I did get that.
Okay.
How's the... I believe somebody just arrived. So let us begin. I'm not sure if somebody has arrived and got disconnected or just... So the... We're in section 13 of Noah. We're starting with Pasuk 86, hoping that it will clarify 84 and 85 from yesterday. L'shem yichud kudsha barichu ishkin kebid hilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu. Le'achda l'shem yudhe bavadhe b'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kunenehu. Uma de'amar la'esha heinu aniya anatot miskana umaskanuta kada amin hakohanim. Asher bi anatot uktiv anatot lach al sadecha ma ircha irya ela kozina de David malka awa kayam iskalak evyatar biutra ukkola. Levatar el Shalomo anatot lach al sadecha. And when the verse mentions Elisha or poor anatot, meaning the poorest of the poor, the meaning is the same as in of the priests that were in Anatot, and Anatot to your own fields. These terms of Anatot always indicate poverty. He further asks, what does Solomon want to teach us by the term Anatot? And he answers, as long as King David was alive, Eviatar became wealthy and prosperous. But after that, when King David died, Abiathar became poor. Then Solomon told him, Anatot to your own fields. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, we got a change in names, didn't we? From Anatot to Abiathar?
Yeah, it's a name we hadn't heard before, but I think you'll find that in the story of King David and Anatot, where it says 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 26, we'll see that name Abiathar is, I don't remember the story exactly, but I believe that it was dealing with someone who supported King David, especially when he was in Hebron. And that as long as he lived. Let me see, what is the...
Let's see, 1 Kings 2, chapter 2, verse 26.
No, I'm looking at the Aramaic for Abiathar, the word...
Oh, I thought you meant the reference. Okay.
No, well, I'm not familiar with the reference off the top of my head. But Abiathar...
Okay.
Let me see what the meaning of Yatar is, because Abiathar is, the first two letters are spelling father, Av, or my Av. It could be my father. So let me see what Kaf Resh Aleph does in the Hebrew. Well, it has the meaning of a mirror, semblance, appearance, outlook, sight, and it's indicative. So the way I would translate the word Abiathar, the name Abiathar, is my father's appearance.
Mm-hmm. In English, I just brought up the Hebrew English Tanakh, and it said unto Abiathar, and then spell it A-B-I-A-T-H-A-R. The priest said, the king, get thee to Anatot, unto thine own fields, for thou art deserving of death. But I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou didst bear the ark of the Lord God, before David my father, because thou was afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted.
So again, it's clarified. I mean, the names are helping us understand the meaning of, you know, it was David. In the first two verses, 84 and 85, we were talking about how the Sephirot interact with Malchut when they're fulfilling Malchut with different lights. And the third name was Anatot, which we're being told here that it's always indicating a lack of poorness. And basically, Abiathar is saying the same thing. When David died, God forbid, but when anyone dies, their appearance, the children perceive a true lack for losing their father.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the meaning of the word Abiathar, the name Abiathar.
Mm-hmm.
Abiathar, my father is in lack because he's dead. He's no longer in the physical world where I can connect to his energy easily by calling him, by touching him, by being with him.
Right.
Now he's in a lack. So I think this does clarify the earlier two verses, or at least helps us understand it.
Okay.
Should I go to verse 87?
I think so.
Amaikarai leya shalomo hake ela amarleya liomachawa ababa miskenu vihashtalech al shadecha Ashata it lomar, amai ikre, Evyatar anatot, itema dachawa min anatot, hatane hataninan, tikti veimalet, bein echad liachimelech. Ben Achitu Ushmo Aevyatar Behumino Hawa Deha Novir Hakohanim Hawa Beape Da Amaru Tehio No Hio Anatot Viamai Ikre Anatot Begin de nachatat, the miskenu, the itavid, karta al yada, de shaul, the itavidu, kahaneela, anatot, the par, awa, the love, uno, the alda karelea, Evyatar anatot, begin di amar v'kit, hit anita, v'kol asher hit ana, avi umikarta v'nov hawa, v'al miskadu di David da hawa, v'yomo ikre le'ya hakei. He asks, what is the true reason that Solomon called him by the name Anatot? Why should he call him with a name of disgrace? And he answers, he wanted to tell him, during your days, my father lived in poverty. But now that I am rich, to your own fields, for a person who served during the days of poverty is not fit to serve during the days of prosperity. He further states that he should now explain why Evyatar was called Anatot. Should one assume that it was because he was from Anatot? We have already learned from the verse, and one of the sons of Achimelech, the son of Achituv, named Evyatar, escaped. And he came from Nob, the city of the priests. We have learned that Nob is also called Anatot. And why is it called Anatot? Because of the poverty and destitution to which it had been reduced by King Saul through the slaughter of all its priestly inhabitants. Nevertheless, this is not the true reason for the name. Because Anatot was the name of a village and is not known. Rather, King Solomon called Evyatar Anatot, because you were afflicted. The Hebrew word is hitanita. In all that my father was afflicted, and because he also came from the city of Nob. So the true reason is that because King David lived in poverty in his days, he called him thus Anatot. Questions? Comments? Thoughts?
I don't understand. So the true reason that came
I think somebody's cars.
Yeah.
What this verse is doing.
Go ahead.
What this verse is doing is explaining why King Solomon called the priest of that was with King David during his time in Hebron, why he called him Anatot. Why did he call him poor? Why did he describe him as lacking? Because it's not a civil way to describe a person. It's not appropriate to call somebody a poor person. They may be poor, but it's always relative to something else. So you wouldn't go up to somebody, you're homeless, you're poor. You treat them with respect. You talk to them as a person. Now, many people don't do that, but that's the goal. So why did King Solomon treat this man so shabbily? And the reason is because there's a spiritual law. If you're in a lifetime where you are in a poor person, in that lifetime, there's a reason that you need to experience being a poor person. And thus, you're not really able to serve king. You're not really able to be a priest if the priest is not. We're not talking about physical wealth. We're talking about spiritual wealth.
Mm-hmm.
If the priest is not happy, which is what we would all consider spiritual health. If the priest isn't happy, the priest is always concerned about where his food is coming from, where his shelter is coming from, how he's going to take care of his family. He's not really conscious to be able to help serve Hashem properly. And that's why King Solomon is saying to the man, you were my father's servant, you served him, and you were wealthy, relatively wealthy during that period, but now that you are living lack, you can't serve me properly. You can't serve Hashem properly. That's the meaning that I understand this verse. And it also is explaining that there's differences here because you have other people called Anatot who lived in the city of Nob, and they escaped from the King Saul, who had gone to Nob, sent people to Nob and wiped out the city. And the one person who escaped and brought the message to King David, that person was known as Anatot. And so to clarify which person they're talking about, the Zohar has to explain that. That's what this verse is doing. And you'll notice this verse is quite long, which is an indication in the spiritual level, more is less. So it's really not a whole lot of depth to this verse other than the reason why it's being explaining a person that, so you don't mix that person up with another person from the stories in the Torah.
I thought maybe it was somehow relating to the time Saul was chasing King David, and we could have described King David living in poverty in those days, as well as, you know, his father really disowned him or didn't accept him as his son when he was born. At least that's Midrash that I've read.
I understand what you're saying, because that is very much a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Anatot Eviatar could be somebody who befriended King David and helped him live off the land and helped him survive during this period where King Saul was chasing him and putting him at risk and all of the other things. And King David, you know, had opportunities to kill King Saul, but didn't, because if he had killed a king in Israel, he would have lost his kingship.
Right.
But, you know, intuitively he knew that. The Torah doesn't say that he knew it, but
Abigail kind of told him, Abigail in Hebrew, told him not to murder Nabal. So whether it was just a man or a king, it didn't, you know, it wasn't befitting a future king. And he listened to her. So. Okay, so we're really learning the meaning of Anatot. And I certainly had not, I guess probably not reading it in Hebrew was why, you know, didn't come across the word meaning poverty that way with that story. So that's some good news. Another new word.
Yes.
And I think the Eviatar, if they had put an A there, it would have made it a little bit easier to recognize it as father. I'm going to go one more.
No, we're out of time.
Okay.
So, and there's three verses left, so we'll do those tomorrow, three or four. So
okay.
We'll do those tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
Well, not tomorrow. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't even know what day it is, to tell you the truth. I haven't for about 2 weeks. I have to look at the calendar or ask. Oh. And I think we got my son situated with enough food to last him 2 weeks, so I can lay off the cooking and we can leave
and try to enjoy the wedding.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and mazel tov on the wedding, and I hope you have a wonderful time.
Thank you. Okay. I'll probably sleep the whole way and the whole way back and in between have a good time. Okay. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.